On today's show, out in the marketplace, the new Toyota Camry is killing the Honda Accord. Yet another automaker gets interested in making passenger drones. And the Bentley Bentayga plug-in handily beats the toughest emission standards. All that and more coming right up on Out of Line Daily. This is Out of Line Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Earlier in the week, we mentioned that Porsche is interested in developing passenger drones. And now Audi, along with Etal Design and Airbus, revealed its vision of a passenger drone called the Pop-Up Next. It's an electric, autonomous vehicle that can seat two people. But unlike other VTOL aircraft that we've seen, this is a modular vehicle. The cabin has been designed to attach to the aircraft or to a car. So once a flight is complete, the cabin can lock into a car chassis to finish the trip on the ground. Daimler and Geely are the other two automakers who have invested in passenger drones, and so the race is on. The California Air Resources Board is giving a $7 million grant to put in a Katy's diesel engine in a Class 8 truck with the goal of achieving a 90% reduction in NOx emissions and a 15 to 20% improvement in fuel efficiency. It will also emit 10% less than what the federal standard calls for CO2 emissions in 2027. And speaking of Acadies, we're going to have David Johnson, the CEO of the company, on Out of Line After Hours tomorrow when we go live at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. He'll be bringing a Ford F-150 with the engine in it with him into the studio. And then we're going to get to the bottom of a lot of questions like, when are we going to see a major OEM announce it's going to make this engine? And if you've got questions, shoot an email to viewermail@autoline.tv. Then join me and Gary Vasilash for some of the best insights as to where this industry is headed. The Accord and Camry are engaged in a battle royale, but so far the battle is very one-sided, and we'll tell you about that right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
The Honda Accord beat out the Toyota Camry to win the North American Car of the Year award. But out there in the marketplace, car buyers are voting the other way. Over the last 3 months, sales of the Honda Accord have dropped 22%, while sales of the Toyota Camry are up more than 21%. The inventory numbers really tell the story, too. Toyota dealers only have a 44-day supply of Camrys, but Honda dealers have a 105-day supply of Accords. Toyota has been more aggressive with discounting and selling cars to fleets, but it sure is surprising to see that sales of the all-new, award-winning Accord are off so much. You know, one of the weird stories to come out of the Geneva Auto Show this week is that Volkswagen is predicting the diesel engine will make a comeback in Europe. Yeah, Volkswagen, the company that almost single-handedly killed the diesel market by cheating on emission standards. Well, that was then. Now, Matthias Müller, the CEO of VW, says people will go back to buying diesels because they drive so well and because they emit lower levels of CO2 than gasoline engines. Meanwhile, in the U.S. market, sales of diesel engines continue to climb, even though the overall market is slowing down. In fact, just to put it into perspective, Ram sold more diesel pickups last month, over 7,200 of them, than all the electric cars sold put together, about 6,500 of them. The EU really tightens up CO2 emission standards in 2021, but Bentley is way ahead of the game, and that is coming up next.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
You may have seen them at top-notch trade shows around the country or sat on them in a friend's car. Catskin, the premier manufacturer of custom leather interiors, has teamed up with Autoline to give away a free brand new interior for your vehicle. Go to our website, autoline.tv, to enter. Good luck.
Europe has very stringent CO2 standards for cars. By 2021, they can only emit 95 grams of CO2 per kilometer. But the Bentley Bentayga plug-in hybrid beats that by a mile. Even with a V6 gasoline engine, its hybrid system only emits 75 grams based on the new European Driving Cycle, or NEDC. That's the equivalent of 57 miles to the gallon. The Bentayga also comes with its own home charging port, designed by renowned French designer Philippe Starck. Ooh la la, it looks très chic. Volkswagen keeps expanding its lineup of electric cars under the ID brand. The latest is this concept called the ID Vision. It's powered by a 111 kilowatt hour lithium ion battery that's expected to deliver a range of 413 miles based on the European Driving Cycle. It features artificial intelligence and level 5 autonomy that's controlled by voice or gesture controls. Because of that, it doesn't have a steering wheel or pedals. It's also equipped with biometrics that are used to open doors and adjust settings for occupants. And the company plans to introduce a production version in 2022, but we bet it comes with a steering wheel. Anyway, that brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.